Hi, I'm Kerry. I'm the host of Best of Us Investors, and we're a tribe. I set out the first of this year, of last year, to build a tribe of people who have a common interest in making good financial decisions, keeping more of what they make, and building family wealth. And in order to do those things, you've got to do research and you've got to really study the business. I don't invest like most people. As a financial advisor, the key to financial advising was diversification. That way, when things are good, you do okay. When things are bad, you do okay. But you never excel. You never get exponential returns. As a individual now, that's what I manage my portfolio for. And what I wanted to do was create the same atmosphere that I was in when I was with Ameriprise, that I had a group of analysts that looked at the market every day and then fed me information as to what I should and shouldn't buy. Again, they use diversification. I choose not to. So within the tribe, we're now approaching, here at Best of Us Investors, 100,000 subscribers. In our Discord, we're approaching 10,000 participants. What those 10,000 participants do is they are the eyes and ears of Best of Us Investors. We have 10,000 minds that are in sync as to what are the opportunities. And what this has evolved into over the last year is they feed me information. I do further research, and then I recommend stocks. Thus far this year, in the first, 8 days of the market, I'm up 10% in the first 8 days. That's actually 5 days of trading. You do the numbers, and we're going to be up some 360% this year, or 500%, I guess. I don't believe that'll happen, but that's what we try to do. Over the last couple of days, I've introduced my tribe to a number of 3D stocks and a number of robotic stocks, a grocery chain in England that I think will probably be bought out by Amazon or Walmart or Target. And so we buy them before most people are even aware of them, and we achieve exponential growth. Well, I've got another one, and this was sent to me by Jeff. Again, someone who has some knowledge in a specific area and shared it with me, and then I did the research, and I want to share with you what I believe will be another exponential return of probably over the next 5 years, a 10 to 20x return. I don't see how it can't be. It's not a company you've ever heard of. So let me get my thoughts together and we'll go through this together and see what you think of it.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
Okay. Jeff basically brought to my attention that when Apple introduces its new phones, or when it introduced its first phone, there were auxiliary companies that supplied Apple and Samsung and any other phone company the sensors and the circuits and the semiconductors inside the phone. And they were small when Apple was of good size, and their growth was substantially greater than that of Apple's because nobody knew about them. But their revenues just escalated as Apple sold phones and people discovered them. Well, Jeff has pointed out to me this same thing is going to happen in electric vehicles. There are people who are making things that make electric vehicles work that have nothing to do with internal combustion engines. And these stocks are relatively unknown to us. We only know about Tesla and NIO. But there are things that are going into those Teslas and those NIOs that are going to, those companies are going to grow exponentially. One of those is relative to the size of the battery that's in a car. In my BMW, I have a 12-volt battery. I drove a Tesla over in Atlanta. What a treat. That has an 800-volt battery. Uh-huh. That requires different kind of power distribution. Somebody has to convert that 800-volt battery into torque that drives the car and accelerates it in, 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, whatever it is. It also then has to gear down to power the air conditioner. It also then has to pump the fluids through the engine as well. So it's total different technology. Also, in these cars, they have multiple sources of radar that are looking and seeing what's happening around them. As a car, an autonomous vehicle, moves through its development chain, they have a level 2, which is what I drove in Atlanta. And at that point, it was automatically braking. It was accelerating when I was in cruise control relative to the cars in front of me. It made lane changes. That took a level of 3 pieces of radar on it. As we move up to level 3, when I take my hands down, and that car makes right and left-hand turns, at that point, we jump from 3 pieces of radar to 6. When the steering wheel disappears and we move to level 4 and 5, now we have 10 elements of radar in that car. So, as you can see, as more cars become autonomous or electric, the demands on converting the battery power and the radar are going to grow exponentially. As more companies get into it, more people are going to need it. Again, exponential growth. So if you get my drift, there is one company that supplies all of these functions, the powertrain as well as the radar. And they are unknown to you. Unless you recognize the name Infineon, Infineon, ticker symbol IFNNY. It is an over-the-counter stock. That's why you probably aren't aware of it. But I want to show you, as I told you, that we have this change when we move from a 12-volt battery to an 800-volt battery that has to have semiconductors to use the torque or use the energy in the battery for whatever system it is running. Look at this graph here. Here are the 4 largest people or companies that are in this market. And as you can see, Infineon owns over 25% of the market. That sounds good to me. That is why I'm buying Infineon. If we then look at the radar elements and the market share on current electric vehicles, here are the 4 competitors. And as you can see, Infineon owns 53% of that market. Do you see why I like Infineon? Because again, as more car makers get on the road, their growth is going to grow exponentially. Now, let's look at the graph that I told you about. As the cars move from level two, which they are now, where they need three of these radar type sensors or systems, and then as we go to level three, now there's still a steering wheel in the car. And then as we go to four and five, but at level three, the number of sensors double. And then as we go to level and four and five, it goes from six to 10. Can you see the exponential growth in a company like this? It is going to just skyrocket, because I think right now, I remember the number that 3% of the cars on the road are electric, but it's projected by 2030, they're going to be 85% of the cars on the roads are going to be electric, and they're going to thus need the semiconductors to gear down that 800 volts of battery, as well as the radar. Now, this company, that isn't all they do. This is their position in the EV market. They also make some crazy kinds of microphones. Go to their website, look them up, and you see if this doesn't fit an exponential growth. You see, and you put in the comments, or come to our Discord. And what is our Discord, if you don't know? Our Discord is where Jeff got me this information on Infineon. Our Discord is where right now we have approaching 10,000 people who are sharing their ideas. This is my dream. This is what I dreamt to do, is to gather together the minds of a million people. That's my objective. A million people feeding an organization information, and then I share it with the tribe so that we can, as I said, make intelligent investment decisions better than Fidelity, because better than Raymond James, better than Vanguard, because we don't have the restrictions. They have to diversify. When I was in the financial planning business, I went through the dot-com bubble, okay? And as a result of the dot-com bubble, the financial planning practice became the second highest sued industry in the world, second behind the medical profession. Before, it was not an issue, but I got sued because people's 401ks, not 401ks, but IRAs and retirement accounts, where, you know, everybody was insisting, I need to be in pets.com, I need to be in all these dot-coms. And then when it crashed, whose fault was it? Well, it was my fault. So they sued me. It got ugly. It got real ugly. But now, as an individual investor, I make the decisions on my own. Even as an investor, I didn't do this kind of research, or as a financial, I didn't do this kind of research. I was out to accumulate assets because basically I was in an industry of eat what you kill. In other words, the more clients you have, that more money you have under management, the more you make. You turn the management over to somebody else, and then when the bubble burst, they come climbing up your butt. So it wasn't a pretty sight. But in Best of Us Investors, we gather the information. We will eventually revolutionize the way people invest. I mean that when you can bring the minds right now, as I say, of 10,000 people together to feed information to a common source, and then feed it back to the 10,000 people, and they can make informed decisions and not have all the restraints that other mutual funds and ETFs have, I can buy penny stocks. ARK can't. They're not allowed to. Neither can Vanguard. They're not allowed. The NASDA doesn't allow them. So they can't achieve. Now, this is not a penny stock. This is a $46 stock. At least that's what I'm trying to buy it for today. But this is will be a $400, a $500 stock. It can't not be, because it has 25% of the sensor market and 53% of the radar market that's going on, 3% of the current electric vehicles on the road, and probably will be the same market share when it's 85% of the vehicles on the road. So if you want to be a part of this, just go to bestofusinvestors.com. You're going to find our website. On the website, the first thing you're going to see is your ability to sign up for put out a weekly letter. And then also it's going to give you, you will get a letter, the first letter welcoming you, and it will give you access to our Discord. When you get to the Discord, you will find different channels for different types of investing, general talk, as well as broken down into the four areas that I basically invest in. Robotics, 3D printing, biotech, electric vehicles, and 5G. That's all I invest in. I'm not interested in marijuana. I'm not interested in Bitcoin. I'm interested in what's going to happen in this world in the next 5 to 10 years, and who's going to facilitate it, and who do I need to invest in. The other thing you're going to find there is a library, and you're going to see all the books that I read that I think are important for you to be successful in investing and to understand what is happening. Then the first one you should read is The Accidental Superpower. This basically tells you how the U.S. got to where it is as the dominant economic force in the world. It also speaks to some extent as to what we need to do to regain that. Because again, I think there's a number of things that are happening beyond the robotics, the 3D printing, the biotech, the EV, and the 5G. You got to ask yourself, why is this happening? Well, the same reason why the accidental superpower happened. We just finished World War II, and people met in Bretton Woods, New Jersey, and said, this can never happen again. We can never again have a world war. Well, the same thing's going to happen in March of 2021 in Davos, Switzerland, if they go ahead and have it, if enough of you get vaccinated. And the same question's going to be asked. How do we make sure this never happens again? And we're talking about the virus. And the answer to, and the other thing that the United States is going to say is, my God, we have given away our supply chain. I mean, I can remember when I was a young kid in the 50s, and if I got a Christmas present and it said made from China, I pushed it away. That's a piece of garbage. Made in China? That's nothing. Why isn't it made in the United States? Well, that's not the way it is. We gave that up. I can remember the first thing that I ever saw that wasn't made in the United States was a Walkman. And it was made in Japan. And I looked at that kind of strange. Why do we have to buy things from Japan? We have given up our supply chain because we want cheap. But now we're in jeopardy. We go to war again, we lose. Because we're buying everything that we need to survive from other countries. Hell, I have two automobiles in my garage, and they're both made in Germany. I think World War II was against Hitler, and I think he lived in Germany. We have given up our supply chain. We have given up the control of our country. So, that's what I believe is going to happen, that we're going to bring manufacturing back to the United States. There's only one way that's going to happen, and that's through robotics and 3D printing and 5G. So that's why I'm invested there. Then we're also going to have to make sure this never happens again. And we're going to have to change the way we approach medicine. And that's why I'm into biotech. So if you want to see the stocks that I own and the reasoning of why I own them, go to bestofusinvestors.com, sign up, go to the Discord, sign up for our premium channel through Patreon, $10 a month, and you'll see my portfolio every day. You'll be notified every day when I buy or sell anything. And if you believe that I'm on the right channel to achieve my end goal, and that is to create $24 million worth of assets that I don't need, that I can pass on to my heirs. Why $24 million? Because that's what the federal government currently will allow me to pass to my heirs, estate tax-free. So if that gift is available, why not take it? Okay? All right. Infineon. Going into my portfolio. Going to buy some 400 shares of it. And it will be a 10-20x, it can't not be. 3% of the autos currently on the road are electric. By 2030, it's going to be 85%. And Infineon owns the things that are going into those vehicles. The semiconductors and for the batteries and the radar. Okay, that's Best of Us Investors. I'm Kerry Grinkmeyer. And if I can help you achieve your goals, that will make me very happy. That's my ultimate goal, to make you wealthy. While I make myself wealthy. Okay, have fun. See you tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow about what's happened thus far this year and what I see happening in the rest of the year. Okay, we're only a week into this. Wow.